Hi, everybody. Welcome. Am I the only one? Is it the Rico or Blunder? I thought we were doing Blunder.
Oh, we're doing Blunder. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. I got confused by the wrong song.
And then yeah, that's why I thought we switched back.
Yeah,
we switched to this song, remember?
It's time for the Uncle Rico Show. It's time for the Uncle Rico Show. The children's goes, here we go. It's time.
Schooly A Bar over at Dabblers Anonymous did that, and it's fucking brilliant. We love it. Thank you. All right. Welcome, everybody, to the Blunder Years, all those beers ago. You know, it's ironic that the boss, Anthony Cumia, is out of the hospital. He is back on the air as of this week, I believe.
Yesterday.
Yesterday was his first day back. And wouldn't you know it, there's a fan of Compound, obviously. He might be a dabbler. I don't know. But a gentleman put together a exquisite compilation. It's called TACS, which is Tax for the Anthony Cumia Show. Origins, the Stuttering John Beef, a supercut. And super.
How many shows was he like? He was on how many times? 10 times?
Just ask
enough
him to tell
for
you.
This to be 4 hours and 5 minutes long. And I want to give the channel name here. What is it? Oh, Donchada. O-D.
You just released a demon, you motherfucker.
O-D.
Link in the description.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it because that's looked like an eye chart for a second there. But reached out, asked if it's cool if we start diving into this. And he said, absolutely.
Nice.
So we are all, and before the chat starts, yeah, I sent the money too. All right. I got it. I got it. All right. Here we go.
I was going to say that.
I know. I did what we call the opposite of a Brennan. I paid the guy. So, you know, we're all square. Let's go. Come on. This is the origin. This is how it all began.
Wow.
Yeah. I just figured. I thought you had done. I thought you had dabbled occasionally in stand-up.
Like if I was running for Senate, I'd fully think my friends were going to goof on me. But John, these are jokes. We're goofing on each other. Like I'm talking about your movie poster, and he goes, "You're a drug addict, God."
He went off the rails again this weekend.
Garrett gave me a cold shoulder when I woke up.
Garrett give you the cold shoulder?
Like I knew as soon as Hardy.
Be a beer on it then.
I love that every clip of somebody else is them kind of talking about you. His is the only one bitching about somebody. You know, I got a cold shoulder from this guy. Garrett.
I'm just let's bash Joe. Obviously, I was just kidding around before.
Oh, a joke. Well, now let me start. He tells a joke. I'm supposed to identify it as a joke and not get mad.
Wasn't
a
joke.
A joke about John, and it's heroin addict, pocky face, asshole, shithead, fuck this, fuck that. Oh, really?
I just took a shit in my own shit. How could this get worse? Coming to the improv, Stuttering John.
John.
I just took a shit in my own shit. How does this get worse coming to the stage, Senator John?
Brilliant.
And there's a senator in 2018? Who's Congressman Beetlejuice?
I toured with you. You did 4 seconds, me and the pilot do an hour each, and he splits the check.
It was the first time I was ever able to park in the back.
Cool. Look how happy Artie is.
That's the line. That's the line of the whole thing. Yeah. Is Anthony talking about having parking in front of the comedy club in Long Island?
Are you sure this isn't handicapped? No, sir. You can park there.
This has got to be some sort of trap.
But the door is right in front. No, sir.
No, this is it. You're in the right place.
John, I'm so excited that you're running. I will support you. You told me that. Fucking, there's a reason why I get booked back all over the fucking country, you asshole.
Because of you?
Yeah, because of me.
John's got to realize, it's like, you can't take it. Like, calm down.
He's running for office. Is he really doing it?
Got to run for his life.
Yeah. John Melendez.
So it's Artie Landau and Anthony talking about John running for Senate.
Running John running for office.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm
goof on that. He'll. Yeah,
you're not allowed to goof on that.
Okay. It's very serious.
My friend who stutters is running for office, and I'm a comedian. I'm not allowed to say that's a little odd.
You're not allowed to bring that up, Artie. Come on now.
Even high out of his mind, he knew that was crazy. You know what I mean?
And it's not even like mayor or councilman. You know, like start at senator, sure.
Comptroller. How about that? You know, anything.
Campaign slogan has a lot of double S's.
Yeah.
We should just elect who the fuck ever at this point.
John would have a shot, maybe.
Yeah, the something absolutely did open it up for more people to throw there.
You know what? I got to tell you, when I did that, I made fun of John with that, but the kicker with John, and John, I love you if you're listening.
Yeah, he is.
El Chapo looks exactly like John. So
yes.
I did Stuttering One for 4 hours. It was the most fun I've ever had in my life. I need some. El Demeros.
I need to talk.
He already knows more Spanish than John. Right. John now knows less Spanish.
A lot of my jail cell.
give me by the shitter. I'm El Chapo. I'm stuttering. Whoa. I'm stuttering one.
Did you ever see that? Pop up a picture of Stuttering John and El Chapo.
It's
fucking nuts. When I first saw the picture in the paper, I thought John was in some kind. Look.
He did the fucking.
See, he did. He did the fucking mustache.
It was after my bit, I think.
Holy shit.
That sounds about right.
The left looks more like El Chapo than El Chapo.
El Chapo and El Flopo.
El Flopo is great.
Left looks-
somebody should put a wanted poster, El Flopo, with that picture of John.
You're not letting club.
It's like he just tunneled for 4 days.
Because Stuttering Juan said so.
Build me an El Tunnelo.
The man looks like me.
Don't ever fuck me, Stuttering John.
Stuttering Juan. Don't ever fuck me.
Stuttering John was better.
I am hero of the stupid El Locos. I'm hero of the El.
He got so mad.
Stupid. Yeah, I know. He wouldn't talk to me. Wanted to punch me in the face. I'm like,
you want to punch you? I went to the cellar one night, and you were. He was hanging out
right
at the table.
It was the same
me.
Night? Oh no, it wasn't the same night. Okay.
And he's just talking. Goes because he was pretty hammered. He's like, fucking Artie walks in here. I'm gonna kick his fucking ass.
Oh come on.
And I'm like, what's the problem? And he explained it to me or tried to. I couldn't understand what the real problem was.
Because I goofed on the fact.
Yeah, like you said.
He's running for Senate. Yeah.
The stuttering guy from the Howard Stern Show wants to run for Senate.
Look, he was the announcer for the Tonight Show. Anything could happen.
Did you tell him that punching someone in the face in public would ruin a campaign?
That could be.
No. I'm not in the El Campagno.
I don't manage candidates or anything, but that's a mess, buddy.
Hey, listen, I'm 3 foot. My campaign manager's you're caliente. I caliente you.
Holy fuck, man. Yeah, he got so mad. He said he was going to kick your ass, and then he left, and then you walked in a very short time later.
Right,
and I was
right.
I would have.
I was scared.
To see that battle royal.
I was scared around the block.
It would have been fascinating to see what would have happened because
John would have got killed.
Down.
John would have got.
Well, no, he would have backed down. He would have. Artie, yeah, how are you?
You're right. If he would have tried anything, Artie, I think would have beat the shit out. Oh, and yeah. If not Artie, the other comics there, nobody would let John fucking go off.
Yeah,
on
it would have been like that line in Airplane for the
yeah. In the scene. Yeah. But it's just funny to me that his MO has yet to change.
Right.
You know, still the same John. This guy trashed me. When I see him, I'm going to kick his ass. You know, learn nothing.
Hiding out, waiting for him to leave.
No, I love John. I love him, but and he likes to give it out, but sometimes he can't take it. I mean, if I told John I'm running for Senate, what are you going to say? What are you going to say?
You're gonna have something to say about it, especially if you're on stage.
Yeah, you look like
running for anything.
right. If Artie's running for anything, you write a bit about it.
Low Art, you're not gonna make it
in show business of any kind. You would have to. If I told any of my friends that, they're like, "Yeah, you're gonna pull out your criminal record."
Google me.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, how are you? Welcome to the members only Stuttering John podcast. That's right.
Brilliant.
Nah, I'm getting sick of the trolls. You know.
Yeah.
Just gonna come in here to write some shitty thing, and I'm going to have to pay for it. Cool.
I got to enjoy the tweet little conversation going on between you and Stuttering John.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
I have no idea what the fuck.
John goes right for the jugular if he feels he's being attacked. I go, John, yes. These are jokes. We're goofing on each other. We're like, what? Like, I'm talking about your movie poster. And he goes, you're a drug addict. Die.
Yeah.
Is that a bit you're doing?
Anthony, puss face.
Yeah, he got like, mad at you,
wow.
Too.
Oh, I tell you what, they don't advertise Oxy-10.
John's got to realize it's like he can't take it. It's like, calm down.
He really like, what did we ever say on this program about John? We goofed on him that he looks like El Chapo.
Right.
Because he goofed on it himself.
And he does.
And he looks like fucking El Chapo.
And Stuttering Juan is just a place to go.
Stuttering Juan is hilarious.
To say the word trabajo, it takes a while.
It's trabajo.
Yeah, I need some trabajo. I need some trabajo. I need some work.
He's like,
just for that right there, I'll go, you suck, Artie, die. Yeah,
fuck you, die,
hey,
drugs.
There's the man. There he is. Give him some love in the chat. Damn. What an amazing job you did, my friend. Thank you very much.
And the amount of work it would have taken to do this is just shout out, dude.
Yeah, my nerd is really impressed with you, sir, so thank you.
You know, come in here and bust balls with us. It'll be fun.
Exactly. Like, the guy has an open invitation to come and sit down and bust balls with us.
Funny.
It'll be fun.
You know what I said? His movie poster, he's overacting on the poster.
I just laughed.
His movie poster is like this.
What a great joke.
Razzie for the movie poster.
You know, Razzie for overacting on a poster.
Overacting in his movie poster. So
he got the eyes like the guy's brother, Eric Paddock.
He did. He had Eric Paddock eyes.
I love my brother.
He's got Eric Paddock eyes.
One thing's for sure, I didn't do it.
Hey! That's how you act.
Do you have the poster?
Because you get weapons.
Do we have one too many, right?
They're fixing to show it.
Yeah. Oh, they are.
They're fixing to do that? Are they going to get some grits and some hominies while they're at it, you motherfucker?
Thanks, Flo. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
John's School of Acting. I didn't know that he even had a movie out.
Right.
So I see that.
That's never a good plug. That's never a good plug. That's not the promotion people are looking for.
Tweets. I look at the movie poster and I'm like, I fucking need to see this.
Yeah.
So I spent an hour and a half of my
like Chris in the chat says, Artie looks like a Romanian grandmother and is just killing. Yeah. It's got to make John even more nuts, man. Silent Shape, great work, sir. Been watching your channel religiously and made a point to post and promote your videos here. Yes, Silent Shape is a big fan. We all are.
Mm-hmm. Life, my weekend.
You watched the movie?
I watched the entire movie. One too many.
But
you think it's one too many.
Right. It's spelled different.
It's spelled different. Like John Coffey. Like the drink, only spelled different. It's
W-O.
Right. One, comma, the number two, comma, many. There it is.
Nailed it.
And there's John.
Look at him. overacting in a
what is that? That is like he's overacting on a poster. It's a still photograph. Someone would have to say take it down a notch.
Oh,
it's like Barbarino in Welcome Back, Connor. He's praying. I get it. You want her tits? I get it.
He's like, oh, please, girls, make out.
Is he the star of the film?
Dude, he is the star of this film.
Please, somebody watch this.
Yeah, that's what he's praying for. You're right, Bob.
Money back?
Not even that. He wrote it. It's written by John Melendez.
Right.
And starring John Melendez. And it's so funny. I was watching it, and I'm like,
I pray Artie's watching all this stupid shit, living on a beach and laughing his ass off. I'm with you, Rhino, 100%.
Yep.
Wrote himself into every scene. Like, there's not one scene. You know, in a movie could star, like, fucking the greatest actor in the world.
You never saw this, right, guys?
No, we got to go on Rumble to watch.
I'd like to keep it that way.
I know, me too. Me too, but we also got to watch this.
Marlon Brando in The Godfather.
Right.
He's not in every scene. No. Even though you'd be like, I got access to Brando.
He doesn't want to be either.
Right.
He's like, you know, just stay up with that. I'm fine.
Right.
I'll be in my trailer with cheese. And
there was not one shot that did not include John in it for the hour and a half of the movie.
Amazing.
Yeah, you need a few shots without you in it.
Right. Without you in it. Maybe there's some other characters or whatnot. Right. And then there was not 1 ounce of self-deprecation. He actually said things like he's in bed in a room alone, and obviously his neighbors are fucking, and you could hear it.
Yeah.
And he goes, and he's banging on the wall. He goes, "Come on, people! All right, enough already!" And here comes his idea of self-deprecating humor. Yeah. I think, hey, even I can't last that long.
Oh, come on! I swear. Even I can't.
What is he looking himself up? This is hilarious. The short answer is that many is atrociously unfunny, and Melendez reveals himself to be a man of zero charisma and artistic capability.
That's a bad review.
Can we get this guy on?
Oh, that is a great. Can we ask him to watch it with us when we watch it?
Again?
Again? Yeah. Oh my God, what a review. I got to hear this again.
Even I can't. What
is he talking himself? This is hilarious. The short answer is that many is atrociously unfunny, and Melendez reveals himself to be a man of zero charisma and artistic capability.
That's a bad review.
That's a terrible review.
I can read my terrible reviews.
No, because I recently watched Beer League.
Right.
And then I watched that movie.
He thinks One Too Many is better than Beer League. And I go, well, everybody has an opinion. And I go,
insanity. Insanity. Just for the
Beer League is laugh out loud funny. 100%. It just is. There's enough funny people in it. Artie's hilarious. The premise is fucking funny. It's funny.
I'll give two examples. Just for the fact that when you in Beer League go into a bar,
right.
It's a bar. Like, it was a real bar.
But he had no locations.
It was the same room that they just put different things on the walls and rolled in a bar. Like, they were supposed to be at this dance club in New York City.
Right, that's porno-like.
It looked like porno. And there's supposed to be in a dance club in New York City. And it was a room, you could tell, like a small set that they used for every other set. And then they rolled in a bar, and the dance floor was literally as big as this desk.
Oh, my God.
And there's a few people doing this.
Well, you know, maybe it is a porno. It's got movable sets. It's ridiculous.
Oh, man. It looks awful.
Hey, oh, Artie, you've to put it on there.
Is there any scene where he closes his eyes? Does he in the film?
No. Every scene is like that.
Does he ever blink?
No. There's, you know,
what is he doing there? Laughing or crying?
I think he's shitting there. Yeah, there's a scene where he goes into a toilet and starts shitting. There he is.
Oh, okay.
And a lot of fart noises and stuff. he's shitting.
That's really overacting. He's overacting while he's
overacting, shitting. And then there's a scene that he's nude in front of a doorway and two old ladies walk up. And talk about his dick size. And again, make it sound like he's got a big dick.
Spoiler.
Because he wrote it.
Right. I don't get what is the movie about? Does it have a theme?
I would have loved to have known what the movie was about while I watched it. Here's what I got from it. He is this guy who can't be faithful to a girl. So he's always cheating. And the girl breaks up with him. So he gets another girl.
What you know.
But he lays it out right on the line. He goes, I want to have a threesome.
Right.
So the movie is his quest and this girl's quest for the third person in the relationship. But you learn a little something. You learn that, you know, that's not the best thing. Right, and if you're in a good relationship. That should, there's an actual scene.
Can we just count this as watching the movie? Because it's the least painful way of doing it.
Or he's laying on a couch, a montage scene of him laying on the couch crying, not ironically.
He's
crying over his lost relationship.
It's a serious scene.
Honestly, he must have had some visions of Oscar in his head during that one. And there's a fall in love montage scene.
Right.
Where they're going through the city. And they're getting hot dogs and, you know.
Like Butch Cassidy. That's what they ask.
Yes.
Raindrops keep falling.
I loved it. And if he's mad at my review here, he's probably going to get a check for like 30 cents. And that was me.
Well, that's a rave compared to that review.
Yeah.
That's the worst paragraph about a movie I've ever read in my life.
Terrible.
Atrociously unfunny.
Folks, want to talk to you about our friends over at Prize Picks. What is Prize Picks, you ask? Well, they just happen to be America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 3 million members. It is the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action while you watch your favorite sports and players. All you got to do is just pick more or less on two or more player stats and watch the winnings roll in. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks is one of the best ways to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Another cool thing they do is they offer insurance so that your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. For basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half, does not return in the second, Prize Picks will have your back and not count that as a loss. Prize Picks is extremely simple to play. I can make my picks and submit my entries in less than 60 seconds. Quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types are what make Prize Picks the number one fantasy sports app. So check it out. Download the app today and use code RICO for a first deposit match of up to $100. You hear what I said? Download the app today, use code RICO, and they will match your first deposit up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Prize Picks. Let's get back to the show. Ladies and gentlemen, want to talk to you about our good friends over at Mint Mobile. That's right. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, people, it's that there's always a catch. Except when it comes to Mint Mobile, who offer you $15 a month wireless plans when you purchase a three-month plan. And again, if you're thinking, what's the catch? There is none. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. So they cut the cost out of retail stores and pass the sweet savings directly to you. And don't worry, just because you're getting a better deal doesn't mean the quality isn't there. It is. The only difference you're going to notice is how much cheaper your phone bill is going to be. So get ready to say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is coming to the rescue. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited-time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. So you're probably thinking, how do I do this? How do I get the 3 month unlimited wireless plan for $15 a month? To get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Shuly. That's mintmobile.com/Shuly. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Shuly. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
He has zero, not a little bit of charisma. He said he had zero charisma.
Yeah, zero. We tried calling him. He said he'd rather do it in person.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, because he wants to punch you in the face. That's something else, Jack. He's trying to punch people in the face.
He likes going around telling people he's going to punch him in the face.
We're 50.
Yeah. What are you just like?
Give me my sciatica.
My fibromyalgia.
We're trying to look young and hip. It's just not fight.
I can't be duking it out with the likes of Stuttering John.
That's the worst in a baseball game when there's a brawl and like your favorite player punches like.
Yeah, you just, what did he do? terrible.
That was a subject on Twitter, that he was a better comedic actor than me. Like you think, like I go, John, neither one of us is an actor.
That was funny. Yeah, you were trying to convince him. Look, we're
not in show business,
right? We're not actors. We were in movies, but we're
this is like
actors. Oh yeah, yeah.
Like Dustin Hoffman.
It's always the people who are not in show business that keep yelling they're in show business, and the people who are like Artie are sitting here going, "We're not even. You don't even know what show business is. Like you're not there yet."
And Gene Hackman fighting.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody Dustin cares.
Hartman and Gene Hackman. Could you imagine that one?
But I think Beer League's better than One Too Many. I would go to a.
I would 100%. Absolutely. Stuttering John was sitting there, and you were the asshole on Twitter.
Right.
I would still say that Beer League was better than One Too Many.
Yeah, as you know. I'm a former member of Mensa.
Okay.
I have a genius IQ.
If you're Stuttering John and you're running for Senate, you got to expect someone, especially the likes of Artie Lang, might goof on you.
I saw the Twitter war this week.
That's our pal Brian. That's our Brian Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The hell happened? How long ago was this? Anybody? We have a year for this?
Oh, were you serious? So the AA show would have been like 2017, 2018.
The hell's going on? What did E-Rock do to this guy? E-Rock aged him like 30 years. What happened? Get away from E-Rock, Brian.
Yeah, I went to look.
He looks like a fucking badass over there.
Yeah. Get it on Twitter. I'm like, oh, I wonder what John's saying. And for some reason, I've never followed him. I've never added him. I'm blocked.
Yeah, he blocked you.
He assumes you're going to insult him. That means a lot of people insult him. He's blocking followers.
Yes.
2017. Thank you, sir.
People
get away from E-Rock. For real.
Follow us.
Yeah, there's a lot of bad things people were saying about John. When I first snorted heroin, it was so euphoric. I was on the road to the hotel room that I laid on the bed and I couldn't reach the remote control. There was a movie on called Alex and Emma with Luke Wilson and Kate Hudson. I didn't get up to change it.
That sounds like a movie you would absolutely want to change.
I got into it. At the end, I'm like, oh, don't say that to Emma. Alex, Emma loves you. How could you cheat on her?
Oh, Christ.
Cheat on her with Kate Hudson.
That is great when you don't even have the energy to change the channel so you watch something that sucks.
In rehabs, they put One Too Many on.
What?
You don't get up. They send you to jail.
The 10. Holy shit, is he going to be mad?
We put on, Stuttering John's IMDb. We just go over it. If you don't get up to change it, we can't help you.
Is it really? Let's see. Hello? Is it John?
Wow. Yeah, sorry. This is the future senator of the great state of California. I'd first just like to give my thoughts and prayers out to all those affected by this horrible mass shooting in Las Vegas.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, John. That's terrible, terrible tragedy. And
that's what senators say, you know what I mean? When it comes to
anyway,
he's practicing, you know.
Hey, pounds,
was that wait a minute, John? Was that a all right? We can let you go.
Listen, that's a little tone deaf. I mean,
no, of course. I mean,
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, well, it's like a bit where that he's doing, but it's about, you know, like how many people died.
Yeah. And he's just like, ah, fuck that. I'm just kidding. What's up? Man? How are you?
It's sad.
No, that's, you know, John. It's sad. Yeah, it's a little sad. 100 people
died. You know, I kid. It's Rickles. You know, yeah. I love you, my people. I love you.
Wow.
Of course. I mean, it's sad.
No, that's,
it's,
you know, John. That's John. It's John.
No, it's sad. Yeah, it's tough to joke about that one.
Yeah, I know. It's like, yeah, what are you going to do? Yeah.
Although they move on in 2 days. It's awful. Oh, yeah, how they
the
move
hashtag
on.
Will be gone. And that's
nobody needs anything in Houston anymore.
Oh, Puerto Rico's fine.
Puerto Rico.
Everything's fine in Puerto Rico.
John, what are you doing?
It's almost as bad as one too many.
Are you smoking a bowl right now?
Oh my God. Yeah, no, John, we have enough tragedy to deal with at this point. Please don't
one too many. I'm having an after sex cigarette.
I did watch it over the weekend, and you definitely wrote in.
Now I'm ready to quit smoking. I just had an after sex cigarette.
Some compliments to yourself and kissing women. Like, you're constantly and fucking. He's constantly on top of girls, fucking them. And he wrote the movie.
Here's the best part. And look, as bad as the movie was, our budget was $525,000. But I'll say this.
Oh, wow.
I at least got to, you know, when I was making out with Bellamy Young, you know, who's now like the star on Scandal, whatever. she was giving me full tongue the whole time we were making out. It wasn't like, dirt, I mean, it was real.
She was really,
I mean, every actor talks about this. Am I right? Who gave him full tongue and who gave him half tongue? And
when's the last time you talked to her?
Yeah, and it was awesome because I was married and I was able to fucking essentially cheat just by.
Is that really awesome?
Wonder how that script came together. Amazing.
Get acting.
So that's him going, oh, yeah, I wrote it so I could cheat and get away with it on my wife.
When's the last time you talked to her?
Yeah, and it was awesome because I was married and I was able to fucking essentially cheat just by calling it acting.
Yeah, well, that's it. Like, Woody Allen does that too. Woody Allen just he doesn't even use the scene of the movie.
There's no camera there.
I fucked Julia Roberts in this. We don't need
it. I even asked the other girl, fucking Hudson Light, the blonde. I go, hey, how come you're not giving me tongue when you kiss me?
Hey, look, the two chicks on the
is
cover.
His owner is at my speaker.
No, like it's his phone. It's a shit connection. Yeah. And now he's going, I almost said something to the other girl. Why aren't you giving me full tongue? Yeah. He says.
John Weinstein.
Yeah, really?
Hey, are those two chicks in the movie?
Yeah.
I don't
did he
know
say that. He almost did or he did say?
Hold on.
The blonde, I go, hey, how come you're not giving back me tongue? Ask the other girl, fucking Hudson Light, the blonde. I go, hey,
hold on. He did ask.
He doesn't even use the scene of the movie.
There's no camera there.
I fucked Julia Roberts in this.
I asked the other girl, fucking Hudson Light, the blonde. I go, hey, how come you're not giving me tongue when you kiss me?
Hey, with the two chicks on the cover.
Which I believe is the definition of sexual harassment.
Well,
boom!
He's patient zero for the Me Too movement over here. This guy.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
That was over 2 years. You know his rules. Shout out to the 500 plus watching. Thank you, everybody. Hit the like button and hang out and enjoy. You can't super chat behind the wall. You can still give memberships if you want, but you don't have to. You can just chill and hang out and enjoy. Thank you for becoming members.
Who were they? Are those two chicks in the movie?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just fucking some broads they brought in.
they weren't even in the movie. Yeah, the poster is amazing.
He's talking about the other girls on the cover of One Too Many, and he was like, those are just some broads they brought in there, some broads.
See, he used to be a man hanging out with the boys, remember?
That's right. Well, people used to be a lot of things, and now they're different, you know? Things happen.
Hey, just... In my defense, I didn't write that cover, okay?
Well, no, you wrote the movie.
I was going to say, when did you shoot that?
Dude, at a fucking, I swear to God, Artie, no lie, at a fucking, at this like mansion, whatever, warehouse that they normally have swinger parties and
wait a minute, a mansion warehouse?
Mansion, welcome to Welcome to Mansion Warehouse, ladies and gentlemen, where you can find all your home cleaning goods and whores. That's right. Come on down to Mansion Warehouse.
You need a mansion? We got it. Come on down.
You're going to like the way you look.
You need a warehouse? Come on down. We got the spot for you.
Oh, my God. Wow.
And
it's like,
I mean, they were fucking used condoms all over the floor. It was like porn pictures all over the fucking place.
Well, hey, listen, man, you got to do what you got to do. Where are you right now? You all right?
I am on the balcony in my beautiful estate in fucking Canoga Park.
Canoga Park.
When are you coming east? You got any plans to come east?
Yeah, I fucking browbeat the owner of Governors to book me there.
That sounds about right. Yeah. This is back when Johnny was telling the truth, huh? Mm-hmm.
That's right, because you were blackballed, but you were never really blackballed.
Right. No. The truth is, and you know, I swear on my life, and Artie, you know, I'm not, I don't lie. I lied about having sex with a girl when Garrett called. I was just fucking around, Keith. But,
I need to bring that up.
I haven't gotten laid in fucking like a month, but actually it was in Vegas. Months. No, then it was out here. Maybe 2 weeks. Anyway,
this is John.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So what happened?
What
happened with Governors? Are you going to be there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what happened? I know, Artie. You know, what happened was like 5 years ago, 3 years ago, you know, they were booking me. And then they kept on giving me a run around to my agent. So then I was like, all right, fuck it. Then this guy, Eric, he does a radio show out there, calls me. He goes, no. The owner, James, is a big fan. He, you know, call him. He's his number. I call the guy, James. He's like, hey, yeah, I love you. We'll get your date. He goes, believe me, I don't know what the, you know, our last book.
Look at Artie laughing. He started laughing when he goes, the guy, James, is a big fan. You know James. James, let me tell you something. James is one of the coolest dudes on the planet. Let me tell you who James is a fan of. James. James is a fan of James and his wife and his club. And that's it. Everybody else. You're lucky to be in his presence. Mm-hmm. And you are. Mm-hmm. He's that goddamn good.
Well, you know, he was, you know, when the one instruction I always said is tell me who you say yeah or no to, or yeah or nay to. And then
Frank Pantangeli?
What?
Sound like the guy in The Godfather. You're,
John said this. Stuttering John said that.
Are you going to be there?
I'll be waiting in the lobby.
No, and then what happened was the.
I was hoping not to hear, and then what happened?
The booker, you know, gave me sent my agent an email saying, we're booked, and I'll let you know if anything changes. So they weren't going to book me, and that's when I fucking...
Yeah, you lost your mind, and then you went on Twitter, and when you said...
How can you lose a mind if you don't have one to begin with?
But John, when you said... that you had a beef with a club owner and then we had him on the next day, like, and you thought we did that on purpose or something? That's crazy.
I did.
Like crazy.
Yeah, you're making paranoia. Up stuff. Come on, man. We wouldn't do that.
I've known James for
Anthony.
I've known James
Anthony,
for years now.
This is when you, again, when you know, we came up with that because I was looking on Twitter. Somebody posted or reposted it, and I had to show you this commercial from back in the day for chicken. I believe they're like chicken nuggets, but the oh, is that Mansion Warehouse? Look at that, Mansion Warehouse. So tell me if this chicken finger reminds you of anything or anyone. Which, by the way, not a great name.
Yeah, reminds me of my prom day so far.
Yeah.
Blast your fingers into our...
What does that look like? You got to replace that chicken with his finger. That kid holding his finger. That'd be hilarious.
Unique sauce containers filled with honey, tangy barbecue, or salt and vinegar.
There it is.
You missed her say it. Listen to this part. Hold on. This is where somebody during the editing phase of this commercial, a light should have gone off and somebody.
The
finger blasting is the best.
Try one finger at a time.
Gotta pull that.
Try one finger at a time.
We'll pull that too.
Okay.
And then, if everybody's cool with it, work up to three.
Get the fuck out. This is not real, is it? I'm starving. Put the whole fist in there.
He's good. For now.
I'll take
it. All right, it's a fake commercial. It was good though. That was good. Yeah. But it did. Let me tell you, the reality in that commercial is that finger is just like John's. That chicken. Oh, that's brilliant! Great job. Still the best one. That's still the best one.
Now, I've known James for years. He's great friends with another friend of mine, Vinny, who actually was here with James the other day. They were coming here to actually talk to Artie because we want to do something at the club.
Anthony, here's the thing, okay? And it's not you. And, you know, Artie and I have had a few altercations in the past.
Oh, come on. We're friends, John. Come on.
And no, but I thought... because Artie said on your show, how sad is it that we're having the club owner on, instead of the comedian, and that's what made me think that.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, you think we're plotting against you with a club owner? Come on.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, every time you had Jackie on trashing me, Gorilla on trashing me, fucking...
Jackie?
It was just like...
Grillo can't trash. He can't make a sentence. Brian is the comic who was on Stern during when 9/11 hit.
He's saying the comic that was on Howard when 9/11 happened. Nobody, like, he was there. He didn't end up saying a word. So he's saying Brian is like that comic, Marky and John and Anthony going at it, and Brian's just sitting there. A great analogy.
Yeah, but we're really glossing over on him blocking Brian with a Y on Twitter.
That is
why
true.
Why are you blocking everybody?
Yeah, you block everybody on Twitter. It makes you seem a little...
Hey, this is why I hate the phone. Can I finish the fucking sentence here? That's why... No.
But can he? I don't know.
Fuck, I forgot what it
is. Go ahead.
Yeah, because my cigarette's down to the bottom. I got to find another one.
Are you drinking...
What do you think?
I just started.
What is it? 5, 4, 3, 2 out there, I guess?
Well, that's about right.
Oh, you're a mathematician.
No. Do you have material on the baking sheet?
Alcoholic.
He said, do you have any more material on the baking sheet?
I have any more material on the baking sheet?
I didn't. That wasn't material. It really sucked.
The guy was yelling out,
"Hit
me!"
It really sucked. I don't know. It really sucked.
Oh, here's the thing.
I heard him yelling, "Baba Booey, Baba Booey."
Great.
No, fucking Grillo. You know, fucking made a comment about my kid, and that's off limits. You know, I already apologized to me.
Talk about the kid. It's some real greaseball shit.
Little did we know what was coming down the road, baby.
Yeah, he would never do that. I mean, in a one part, he doesn't know what he's doing. Yeah. I feel like I'm apologizing for Fredo.
Yeah, for sure. Brian's welcome on anytime, man. I like Brian.
Mm-hmm. Artie, you apologize for it.
Of course.
You should have edited it out.
I know Santino wasn't a good Don.
I don't want anything to happen.
Hello,
I don't want anything to happen to John while Howard's alive.
Hey, man, who else was on there?
Brian Johnson. Not the AC/DC guy.
AMC comic book man.
If you hadn't blocked me, you would know. I tweeted it.
Oh, yeah. You blocked him. What did he ever
Brian
do?
Brian Johnson?
Brian Johnson from Comic Book Man, not AC/DC.
Yeah, that's the act we're going to be. Me and Brian are going to be Artie Johnson. The two of us.
Anyway, those of you that are 50 and older will find that joke hilarious.
This phone call is going to win a Radio Award.
That's why I hate the phone, because Anthony, but the thing you got to fucking pull out, if you want to goof one.
Hold on. I got to handle this. Torito. Yeah, we got the joke, Shuli, you geek. Explain. Let me tell you something, Torito, you fucking mountain of stupid. Let me tell you something. Levy didn't know what the hell he meant. Levy went to a butcher and asked for Salisbury steak meat. Tell me to over-explain. I got to explain everything.
They said they'll have it next time.
Yeah. Hey, Shuli, can you explain? Yeah. How about I fucking bend you over and I explain it in your asshole? How about that?
Yeah. The butcher said, Bob, either I can sell you this ground beef for $5 a pound, or I can sell you this sirloin or Salisbury steak.
Salisbury.
For $8.99.
You know what? We got a box on the truck of Salisbury steak. Let me go grab them.
Yeah, it's $9.99 a pound, but you'll
let
like
me see
it,
if we sold it.
Yeah. Let me see if we sold it.
One too many, and Jay Leno loved to goof on this scene.
I just don't like him.
Me and Bellamy, like, you know, walk into this fucking, ooh, you know, house of the alleged rock star, ooh, and we're like, it's so beautiful, and it's like literally a piece of sheetrock on a wall and a guitar.
Dude, yeah, the sets were terrible.
Know why you hate the phone? Because it never rings.
Here we go.
Oh, you're come on! Oh my God. John, you're a pisser. Okay. You're a pisser, man. When is your governor's gig? Because we want to have you on the show.
I'll come out. We'll hang a governor.
Yeah.
Look.
Plenty of parking.
I do apologize because you and I have had a
goofing on my teen acne. I know I had a problem.
Yeah, Anthony's not gonna.
I had to get through that. I had to develop a personality to get laid.
Who's I? Young John Stamos.
But here's the thing, Anthony.
Here's the thing, people. Okay.
Anthony, you and I goofed on that shit even when I was there. Come on. I mean, that's not.
No, I got
gotcha. Nothing.
I mean, it's
harmless. But, you know, Artie hits below the belt.
Come on, John.
You told him to party. Die.
Yeah.
You told
you
him to die.
You go right to this unbelievably nasty shit. Like,
that should be the definition of below the belt.
Right, that's below the belt. When you tell someone to die.
Like a joke like that.
Oh, tell the guy from AC/DC to shut up.
Hey, your phone never rings. Hey, I go, fuck you, die, you're a drug addict. Hey, I hit you with like a feather, you shoot me with a bazooka.
Yeah.
Hey, comic book guy, shut the fuck up. I don't know you.
Oh,
whoa.
There you go.
Oh, John, after I supported you for so many years, listening to you on Stern,
good.
Twice as long to listen to you as listen to anyone else.
Headlock me, you motherfucker.
We all love you, John.
Of course. John, when you come out, we want to have you on the show.
Look, I sent you an apology, though, Ant. I don't know if you got
it. I'm fine.
You know, you didn't respond.
I'm fine with that. Yeah, I saw you. I saw the DM.
He's afraid of it.
I didn't respond to it.
Yeah, I don't have a problem. I mean, you know, Artie and I have had a problem, but I don't have a problem with you.
I don't think you guys have a problem, though. It's like, you know.
I hope not.
Guys work together, you know.
Listen, Artie, look, I'll say this, and I just did it on my podcast, and Artie, you probably don't want to hear my podcast. But
oh, no.
I mean, you know, I'm much like most people, but all I'm going to say is, you know, Artie was my closest friend on a Stern show. He knows that. And. Yeah. I mean, he's the guy who I told I was leaving Stern months before anybody else. And I dumb it up about it. No, I know, and I love you, Artie.
How hard was it to hide your happiness?
I know, I'm just saying. It was like, you know, I that's a big thing to tell somebody. And I'm like, okay, well, I know Howard's going to get mad when he finds out I didn't say anything. But it worked out all right.
That's what Robin said, too. She said the same thing.
Stuttering John showed me this place. There's all these places. it's Godfather.
It's a Godfather 2 reference.
Yeah. So you're on to a fucking much better movie than the great One Too Many.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The One Too Many and The Godfather. But it's the only two movies you talk about.
You know, Artie, but people in glass houses... Barely, no fucking
way. Wow, he couldn't finish it back then. Yeah. People in glass houses. Wow.
He said barely something.
Great One Too Many.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
One Too Many of The Godfather, but it's the only two movies you talk about.
You know, Artie, but people in glass houses. Beer League was no fucking Forrest Gump.
Beer League, you know what I liked about Beer League? When they filmed in a bar, it was in a bar.
Well,
it wasn't.
You know, it's important to alcoholics that you keep it real. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Like Columbus.
And not only that, though, but, you know, and who put on my fucking album cover? How much photoshopping was done to Artie's body to slim him up on that fucking picture?
What, I don't look like a fucking young Schwarzenegger.
He's supposed to be. No, I don't think they. They didn't. Yeah,
that's
they didn't,
really me.
They didn't do what they did to Howard on Private Parts.
Yeah, no. I know. That's amazing.
That's hilarious.
He looks like a young Eric Roberts.
Erica body and everything. Look
at everybody who has meth in Miami.
I love you guys.
Come on, we miss you.
All right, John. Yeah, come on out here and we'll hang out.
Yeah, well, I'll be out there in November, and Artie will hang. We'll hug, and
let's hang out.
It'll be over.
And we'll do a gig. You want to do Boston? We're supposed to do Boston. We'll do Boston for sure.
Oh, yeah. Hey Artie, I got Blumenreich. He wants to book
me. Okay, yeah. I know. We'll do it, man, for sure.
that was the drugs talking back then. Artie agreed to about 9,000 things with 10,000 people.
Of course.
People in glass houses.
Booker fucked him there. Did he say that Booker fucked him there? He was saying.
No, he said he got a Booker to book
he got Blumenreich.
Boston was supposed to do Boston. We'll do Boston for sure.
Oh yeah. Hey Artie, I got Blumenreich. He wants to book.
Blumenreich or something?
Okay. Yeah, he's the guy that books Boston. Like a lot of the big stuff we do.
I know. We'll do it, man, for sure.
All right. Artie,
hi,
I love you. Anthony, I love
right,
you.
Buddy.
And,
awesome.
You know, everybody Thank else. And again, I'm sorry about this whole fucking thing.
Everything's all right.
It's all good. Don't worry. Twitter will handle it nicely and give
yeah,
you
sure
some great compliments and love.
I won't try to, like, start a fight again.
Of course not. Yeah, hey, people on Twitter, remember, serious, nice comments only.
Hey, no, I don't mind you goofing on me, but I will tell you that.
Of course, you're blocked us all. I don't care what we say.
I only did that because I didn't want you to see all the nasty shit I was going to write.
Oh, okay. That's a good strategy.
You're like the Green Bay Packers front line. You're blocking everyone.
Artie, what's going on with our Giants?
They suck. Odell Beckham.
And,
all right,
what's
my
wrong with him? He's a cancer.
Artie, I was actually considering stopping drinking today, but I got the Chiefs. I got the Chiefs tonight, and then we have the Yankees tomorrow. So I said, nah, I can't. And then it's my birthday on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So I'm like, fuck.
What am I, not going to drink when a football game's happening and a baseball game and then a birthday?
What kind of animal you think I am?
This could have been so different if he could roll with the dick jokes with these guys. Yeah.
I got to fucking – I got to hold
bet
off
the Chiefs, you can't stop drinking.
No, I got fucking Alex Smith as my fantasy quarterback.
He won't hang up.
Yeah.
Oh, John.
All right, but yeah, I'm definitely coming live because it's so hard to do on a radio. That's why I didn't want to call in. You know, it's like fucking, it sucks.
This went great.
It's totally fine, John. Hey, dude, one more thing.
There we go. He's blocked again.
I knew it. Start drinking now.
Here's a little clip from One Too Many.
Oh, is it?
Is John dressed as a clown getting punched in the face?
That was John.
And that's a pretty interesting scene because he just walked away from a young couple of kids that had stuttering problems.
Oh, okay.
And John defends the stuttering kids against the bully.
Why would John? Why would John be against stuttering?
Right.
Without, if he didn't stutter, he'd be working at a Sunoco in Massapequa.
When you write, drunk, dumb, and broke is no way to live. I hope you turn it around. You used to be amazing. Now just a embarrassment to yourself and family. Now, Daniel, have you seen the Honeymooner episode? Chef of the Future? And it could core a apple. That was the joke. That was the joke.
The joke.
Because after a vowel.
It's a reference my dad makes.
Before a vowel, you have to put N. So you meant to say.
No lie. If he went on every day as a piece of shit, he'd be bigger than Cardiff.
Mm-hmm.
And Tukey put together.
Or just an embarrassment. To yourself and family. But now you insulted me.
It seems so right.
Therefore, while you're insulting me, you're making yourself look like a complete idiot. Capiche? Thank you.
When he does that.
Said, hey, you want to open for Artie? I was like, yeah, fucking
in LA?
Yeah, huge theater, fucking sold out.
Veteran John.
Yeah. So I don't know, you know, so Gino goes first. We're tag teaming,
right,
you know, bringing each other up. I go second,
And then I go to bring up Stutter and John, and I go, all right, you guys ready for your next comic? You know him from Howard Stern, Stutter. And before I could even say John, Stutter and boom!
Oh, shit!
Oh. Whole fucking place. I mean, dude. The whole theater erupted in booze.
It was brutal.
So loud. I was like, whoa, what is that? And they did not stop.
Oh, my God. Why would they do this?
I guess Howard.
He's not liked.
I guess Howard said, if you see him, boo him at any time.
Wow.
Which is ballsy to do.
Howard actually said, because people will do that if Howard asks.
Well, John has that thing where he's got that delusion where he thinks people like him. No matter what, and like he can overcome that, you know. But he's not that kind of guy, you know. God. John's funny, but he's not a comic like you are. So like you don't have the chops to maybe dig out of that hole.
Dude, that is so funny because this is a little exchange from minutes ago. Minutes ago,
John.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Like he talked about, you know, a gig or something, and I just put a. Hey, John, we definitely want to have you on when you come to New York again.
Right.
I'll try to browbeat a few other club owners east so I could come on more often.
What does he think that's going to get him, browbeat?
But we were just like exchanging pleasantries, and now
I was just
they're booing him fucking because he's a piece of shit.
I was fucking floored because I was like, whoa.
Yeah, no, it was.
I thought it was going to be because it's like from the Howard Stern show, like Artie Lang. And
right.
the crowd was ready
right,
for
right.
that.
And it wasn't
and they
him,
get
right.
John. Yeah.
Yeah well, no, I mean, I wasn't. I mean, I'd love to take that kind of credit, but I think it's just hatred of John.
you're putting his John above
because
love
Howard
of
did.
Artie.
Yeah, you have a point. Howard did say, you know.
If Howard says that, Howard has destroyed people over the years.
Oh, by the way,
this is true. It wasn't because of Howard. People hated John back then. He hated. Mm-hmm. He was talking shit about Howard all the time on his podcast. So now all of a sudden he's going to come up in front of his fans and people are like, fuck you. I saw Comedy on Ice in Philly. John was booed 20 plus years ago, too.
So the rest of the Stuttering John story, he's supposed to bring me on stage.
Oh, yeah.
And it's booing like you never heard before in your life. And
some Baba
you never heard before in your life.
Never heard before in your life.
Ba-ba booing.
He bails in 4 minutes. He's supposed to do 20. He forgets to bring me up. He walks off the stage.
Come on.
Now it's dead silence. I have to dig out of a 90-foot hole. And I hear I hear commotion in the upper deck, and he's trying to beat up the guy during my act.
Oh, my God.
They went up there.
The guy who was having a verbal fight. He said, I'll kick your ass. That's why he left
the
stage.
Second, fuck. In the second tier.
He left the stage by going, a-cuckoo, Artie Lang. He forgot to introduce me.
Oh,
he was that flustered? And who was he trying to beat up, a heckler?
Yeah, guy
he went up to the second balcony. You know, it was like a theater.
So he's walking off stage, then going to the stairs, going up the balcony to the unbelievable. And doesn't even introduce the fucking headliner, the reason he's on the show. Wow.
Can you pull up it's in the Discord, John's description? And I'm going to do it as John would do it. I'm only going to do this because you were making fun of someone's grandma.
Go ahead.
So here's what you wrote, shitter. False accusations. A-C-C-U-A. T-I-O-N-S. That's not how you spell it. There's an S in there somewhere. A college graduate should know that. Let's move on. Misinterpretations is prominent. That's not the way it goes. A Mensa person would know. Misinterpretations is plural. Look it up. You would have to put after misinterpretations. That's all. Capiche?
There's no comparison.
And dabble is not spelled D-A-B-L-E.
You dumb fuck!
Fuck! Do you not know that? How would you not know that as a college graduate? Maybe you're not. I'm just asking questions.
I didn't say one bad thing about the man.
All right, listen.
You call him shit shitter.
Shit shitter. Yeah, shit shitter. All right, listen.
Not enough condense.
Cunts. Yeah, all you cunts. All right. What a blast. What a package. Thank you again, my friend. We will be definitely doing more of this. We got a lot to go through. Thank you to everybody who gifted and donated earlier today. Thank you for hanging. Appreciate it. Joe, DM me when you are ready to sue Shuli for PTSD from watching John video. Are you kidding me? This kid's life's never been better. God damn. This was fantastic. Absolutely. I agree. We will do more. Thank you, everybody. Have a good night. We'll see you tomorrow morning. BS show, 9 a.m. Friday. BS. Let's have some fun. Bye.
It's time to blunder.